Hello, everybody. This is the translation of the message for Sunday, the 21st of December. Jesus, Light of the World. Last Sunday, the theme of our worship service was light. And today I would like to continue for a few moments on this same theme and focus on Jesus, the Light of the World. Let's look at the Bible and reflect on the meaning of this season. I would like to talk to you for a few moments about Christmas lights. Lights are indeed an essential element of the Christmas season. It is difficult to imagine Christmas without the lights on the tree. A festive season without our homes or streets being decorated with strings of lights. And even the church. Here in the church, 3,500 lights are installed for Christmas. They bless us and brighten our day. And the fact is that Christmas lights are a significant element of the Christmas celebration. Nothing symbolizes the message and the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ better than lights. In fact, I would even say that lights are more than just Christmas decorations. These are Christmas declarations, because you see, Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In fact, his own disciple John, in the introduction to his gospel, says in John chapter 1, verse 4, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus came to illuminate and bless the world, and I want to think about that. In fact, if you think about it, the light of the world came at Christmas, and his coming, his advent, his birth, was symbolized by lights. What about the arrival of the wise men in Matthew chapter 2, verse 2? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. And what about the shepherds on the hill of Judea, not far from Bethlehem, who suddenly found themselves surrounded by a heavenly host and a brilliant light, shining in the darkness, and who heard the words, today in the city of David a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And what about the fact that Zechariah, reflecting on the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, said, for our God is full of compassion and kindness, and therefore the rising sun will come for us from on high. This evokes the idea of a dawn, the rising of the sun, a new day. Light is a wonderful and fitting symbol for Christmas because light, like Christ, dispels darkness, warms hearts, illuminates vision, and brings life and hope. This world can be a dark place. Life can be a sad experience. The world needs light, and that light came through the light of the world, Jesus Christ himself. Christ dispels emotional, moral, spiritual, and eternal darkness. In fact, an elderly woman I knew, reflecting on her conversion to Christianity, her encounter with an experience of Jesus Christ, said this. When I met him, I felt as if I had swallowed a ray of sunshine. Isn't that a beautiful way to describe her experience of Jesus Christ? I did swallow a ray of sunshine. In fact, when I was a child growing up in Scotland, in church we sang Heavenly Sunshine in Sunday school. Heavenly sunshine flooding my soul with divine glory. Heavenly sunshine, hallelujah, Jesus is mine. I would like to tell you about the light of the world, the one who brings the heavenly sunshine into the human experience. John describes it in John chapter 1 verse 9. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Let's think about this for a moment. If life is a fitting symbol for Christmas and for the message and mission of the Lord Jesus Christ, let's consider light and what it does. And if we consider light and what it does, we will see a reflection of what Jesus Christ does in a life. What does light do? It reveals, doesn't it? Light reveals, light exposes, light illuminates. Light shows us what is hidden, and Jesus Christ did that. He showed and revealed God to us. Look at John chapter 1, verse 18. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God, and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. It's a Greek word that gives us the phrase, Acts of Jesus. That's what a preacher does. A preacher opens a Bible, takes a passage and explains or expounds its meaning in the context of that day, bringing understanding where there was none. And Jesus Christ did that. Jesus Christ gave us a complete and wonderful understanding of who God is, of what God is like. Because you see, until then, no one had seen God, not in the way we know him in the Lord Jesus Christ. One could look up at the night sky and see something of God. For Psalm chapter 19, verse 2 says, All the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. From what we see in the universe, its beauty, its immensity, its order, its regularity, we can deduce that Creator of the universe is indeed powerful, beautiful, organized, constant and faithful. You can conclude this, but it doesn't give you a complete picture. It's not a total understanding of God. It doesn't tell us everything about him. It's interesting to note that God often revealed himself in the Old Testament, not fully, but through signs or symbols. If you go to the tabernacle in the temple, you will see that there was a cloud of glory above it called Shekinah, where the presence of God was concentrated. John tells us something wonderful, you and me. No one has ever seen God. Yes, we have some idea of what he looks like in our beautiful evening sky, and the people of Israel saw certain manifestations of his power and presence among them. But you know what? The one who was the only begotten Son, who had an intimate relationship with the Father, came and declared him, revealed him, unveiled him in a way that had never been seen before. In the beginning was the Word. He was with God, and he was God. John chapter 1, verse 1. The Word was God, and the Word became flesh. And this is the heart of the Christmas message. In fact, John says in John chapter 1, verse 14, The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have beheld his glory, the glory of the only Son sent by his Father, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory. All of this refers to the tabernacle in the temple. In Jesus Christ, the glory of God took on a face, touched us, spoke to us, and walked among us. This is the overwhelming message of Christmas. He is an infinite child. He is the only Son of God who came as the light and revealed the heart, character, will, and purpose of God. This is a wonderful thing. Light reveals, and Jesus Christ reveals who God is. God is not a mystery. God is not an unsolvable equation. God is not a distant figure. According to the Bible, God is found and seen in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Christ revealed the heart of God, which is a loving heart. It is a redeeming heart that wants to save us from the darkness of our bad choices that fall short of God's glory, from the darkness of our inherited sin. Adam's sin, from the darkness of the condemnation of sins. For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish. Well, we need the light from above, and that light has dawned in the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's the second thing about light. It attracts. Light attracts, doesn't it? There's something fascinating about light. We are drawn to light. The light of the lighthouse guides the ship safely to its home port. The light of the house welcomes us as we arrive in the driveway. Light in the distance brings hope to the one who is lost in the forest. You see that light shining through the trees and you are drawn to it. John tells us that there is something attractive about the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 1, verse 14, he says, We have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. There is something glorious, magnetic and magnificent about the Lord Jesus Christ. He is like a light. He attracts attention and affection. In fact, if you look at his ministry, he was always followed by large crowds of people who were drawn to him because no one spoke the way this man did. The miracles he performed, the words he spoke, the life he led. In fact, Jesus said in John chapter 12, verse 32, "And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He is like a light that attracts people, seduces them. It is certain that when the light shone upon the shepherds, they left the hill and went to see what it was. They were fascinated and drawn to it. The Magi from the east. "We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." The Lord Jesus is a fascinating, incomparable, unparalleled figure. People may be put off by organized religion. They may be repelled by the hypocrisy and scandals that mark many churches. But there is always something about the Lord Jesus Christ that captivates them and draws them in. He is an irresistible light. 20 centuries have passed, and today he is the central figure of the human race. All the armies that have fought, all the parliaments that have convened, all the kings who have lived together have not influenced the lives of people on earth as much as the Lord Jesus Christ. That's true. He is the light. The irresistible light that comes from the throne of God and shines in our hearts. Read his story in the Gospel of John and allow yourself to be drawn to God in human form among us, one with us so that we may be one with him. Here's another thing about light. It is constant. I mean, the sun emits its light continuously. Its light travels endlessly. It moves at a speed of 200,000 kilometers per second, a speed that would allow it to circle the earth 7 times in 1 second. Light travels endlessly. Light flows and shines constantly. In fact, in John chapter 1 verse 5, we read that the Lord Jesus Christ and the light shine in the darkness, which is in the present tense. You can read it this way. The light shines continually. The light always shines in the darkness, just like the sun. Even when it is night here, it is day elsewhere. When it is day here, it is night elsewhere. Then it will be day again, for the sun always shines somewhere. It is inexhaustible. It is constant. And Jesus Christ is like that. He is the light that shines in the darkness. He is the true light that enlightens every person coming into the world. He uses nature. He uses conscience. He uses the scriptures to touch our lives with the hope of the gospel, with the saving and sufficient message of God's inexhaustible grace. In fact, look at how John describes Christ. If you want to take up this idea of constancy, in John chapter 1 verse 16, it says, "From his riches we have all been filled with grace. He has poured it out upon us, one blessing after another." Now, the metaphor can shift here. Moving from the sun to the sea. If you ever stood on the beach and watched the ocean, wave after wave coming, never ceasing. John says that this is what Jesus Christ wants to bring to life. He is an inexhaustible source of grace, hope, love, patience and kindness. He will touch our lives again and again. He will continue to transform our lives until we find ourselves perfect in God's presence in eternal life. Martin Luther said, "The sun is not dimmed or darkened by the fact that it shines on so many people or illuminates the whole world with its light and splendor. It keeps its light intact. It loses nothing. It is immeasurable, perhaps capable of illuminating 10 other worlds. I suppose that 100,000 candles could be lit from this one light, and that light would lose none of its brilliance, that is, Christ our Lord. You see, he takes the image of the sun and says, just as the sun casts its influence and illuminates every corner of this world, he has enough energy and power to illuminate 1,000 worlds. And Jesus Christ is inexhaustible. He can save you, he can keep you, he can care for you and bring you into heaven, and he will give you eternal life. He is like the light constantly radiating, constantly sharing his presence and love. Here's another thing about light. It generates life. Light generates life. Look at John chapter 1 verse 4. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind, and the light shines in the darkness. In fact, if the sun were hidden, our world would quickly deteriorate. If you've ever been in a dense forest, you know that beneath your feet there isn't much vegetation, mostly moss, because light doesn't penetrate, plants don't grow, and life isn't stimulated or sustained. And Jesus Christ is that light. He is the life and light of the world. I mean that at Christmas, Christ, who created all living beings, wants you to experience a new dimension of life that can only be lived in a relationship with God. Remember what Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. You have physical life, but you don't have spiritual life. The Bible says you are dead in your sins. You don't have a relationship with God. You are not a Christian by birth. You are a Christian by the new birth. There must come a time when you commit your faith and experience Jesus Christ, who will bring you a dimension of life that will make you fully alive for God, the author of life. There are many people who have life, but who are still searching for it. They have physical life, they have all the material blessings one could wish for, but they do not have life in abundance. But Jesus Christ came so that we could enjoy life as God intended, as God designed it, not the life that sin interrupted and destroyed. In fact, the word life appears 39 times in the Gospel of John. Light fosters and produces life. And Jesus Christ wants to do this in each of our lives. Here's one last thought. What does light do? And as we reflect on what light does, we think about what Jesus Christ came to do and be. Light reveals, and Jesus Christ revealed God and his loving heart for us. Jesus Christ did not come to destroy the world. John chapter 3, verse 17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Jesus Christ is compelling. He is the greatest figure in human history, and he continues to influence and transform lives all over the world. And he can do it for you this morning. He can give you the gift of life, for he is the light that gives life. So what does life do? Light triumphs over darkness. It reigns. Now, in John chapter 1, verse 5, we read that the darkness did not understand it. A better translation would be, overcame it. You see, light triumphs over darkness. Darkness never triumphs over light. If you think about it, darkness is the absence of light. You will only find darkness when the light withdraws. And look at what we read in verse 5. He is the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome him. Light always prevails. In many ways, darkness is the absence of light. Light simply dispels darkness by its presence. Darkness does not naturally extinguish light. You cannot have a dark torch that casts a beam of darkness into the light, but you can have a torch that shines a beam of light into the darkness, because light always triumphs. And that's the image John presents of the Lord Jesus Christ. Darkness and the shadow of death were cast upon his birth when the wicked Herod tried to extinguish his life and his light. The religious leaders conspired to kill him, which they finally did by crucifying him and trying to put out his light. And he was laid in a borrowed tomb. But 3 days later, the light extinguished the darkness, and he emerged victorious from death and darkness. Jesus Christ is the light that never goes out. And you know what? He wants to come into your life and dispel the darkness, the black feeling of guilt. Jesus wants to bring the hope of the gospel and conquer all the darkness in your life. In fact, have you ever noticed where the Bible ends? Revelation chapter 21, verse 23 says that in the new Jerusalem, in the new earth, the city has no need of the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. There will be no street lights or public lighting in heaven. Do you know why? Because Jesus is the light. There will be no power plants. Jesus is the light. And the Bible ends with Jesus conquering darkness, and he wants to begin this work in you this morning. I hope you will open the door of your life and your home and let him in, and he will bring light into it. He will bring light into your home and into your heart, and he will prove to you that he is the light of the world, and that those who follow him and believe in him will not remain in darkness, but will have the light of life. So today, remember that Christmas lights are not just decoration. They are a declaration of who Jesus Christ is and what he is, the light of the world. Amen.